Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power of the Lord is here.
All right. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to church, y'all. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to get my blessing right now. Amen. Let the healing power and victory come down today. Amen. Welcome, 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 welcome to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Feel good going to church this morning. Amen. Praise God. However God does it, we are in church. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank and praise our God this morning. Amen for that song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. The Lord is in his temple, people of God. Let us give him praise always. Our glory to God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We just welcome your presence always, Father. We know that you are already here, Father. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you, glory to God, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, this morning, Lord God. And Father God, as we come this morning, glory to God, and humility, and glory to God, bowing to the throne of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, giving you homage, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, we bless you, Father. Now, God, I ask, God, that you take control of this service this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, I ask, Lord God, that you will touch me, crown of my head, God, to the very soles of my feet on today. My God, I give you glory. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, let Carolyn step aside, that the Holy Ghost will take control, God, on this day. Glory, my soul, yes, God. Glory to God. We ask the Guru Namaskar, yes, Holy Ghost. I ask that you bless the people, God, under the sound of my voice, of the Messiah. Yes, Holy Ghost, that they will hear the word of God this morning, Lord God, and Lord God, that their spirit will be lifted and their heart will be mend. The broken will be cured, and glory to God, all things that's going on today, God, that we leave this altar, glory to God, we leave this altar, God, with a word from the very throne room. And God, we say thank you, God, today. We thank you for every home that's represented here, that the power of God will come where they're at, Father God, because the Spirit moves, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that the Spirit of God is moving through the land, God, and we say thank you, God. We give you glory. And I ask for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, glory to God, that only you can give, God, and stir up the gifts on the inside, God, and move by your mighty power. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen on this day. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to take us to Nehemiah. Nehemiah, the sixth chapter. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has just been speaking, glory to God, about rebuilding, and discerning the times. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know, praise God, that there has been a great falling away, and God wants to bring back his church, and glory to God, bring it back alive, that the movement of God will take control, glory to God, in the season, glory to God. So we thank God for Nehemiah, the sixth chapter, glory to God. I'm just going to read verses 1 through 4, and I'm going to let the Lord have his way this morning. And we're going to the land of Ono. Come on, somebody. We're going to the land of Ono today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes God, glory to God, bring us word, and sometimes, glory to God, we study the word of God, and then he gives us something else. Amen. Praise God. So I want to share with you today what the Holy Spirit has led me on yesterday and this morning. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. The Bible says, now it came. came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabians and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and that there was no breach therein. There was no breach left therein. Though at that time I had not stepped up then and set up the doors upon the gates. That Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, 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 let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief, he said, and I sent messenger unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, glory to God, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease when I leave it and come down to you? I want to talk to us today. Yet they sent unto me four times after the sword, and I answered them after the same manner. People of God, we have heard, glory to God, many sermons in the course of life from this particular passage. Amen. We have echoed the word of Nehemiah at some point in our Christian journey, people of God. And I'm doing a great work. We have heard sermons encouraging us not to come down from building our spiritual walls, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We sing the songs, I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We speak the words, I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hands, to stand fast, and God will see us through, and we will continue to be a church in a movement. Kingdom building, it is also important for us to spend time in the healing process. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I pray for us today that this message will assist in all our endeavors. In our context, we see God's people also in a state of transition. I want you to hear that word transition, glory to God, and moving through the various stages of the church and the healing process. Glory to God. The Bible records that it was, glory to God, July the 10th, come on, and 586. I'm going to take you to some foundation. July 10, 586 BC, before Christ, the Babylon forces of the king Nebuchadnezzar broke through the northern walls of Jerusalem and led hundreds of thousands of the Jews 700 miles to Babylon, to the land of idolatry. The Jewish survivors was halted across the Syrian desert to Babylon, foundation people of God, many of them perishing along the way. Recall with me that the southern kingdom of Judah had ceased to exist. The monarchy had ended and marked the end of the first temple period. Jerusalem was burnt, and the walls of the city was torn down, and all military, civil, and religious leaders were either executed or carried away into captivity. Can you imagine at this time what's going on? See, we, well, God, glory to God, we are so blessed that we can read about what they went through. All military, civil, religious leaders was either executed or carried away in captivity. Can you imagine someone carrying you away in captivity? Isn't it interesting how the devil wants to remove the leadership? Strike the shepherd, and what happens? Only the poorest of the people of Judah were allowed to remain in the land, which was now, glory to God, a place of complete desolation. But I am so glad today, people of God, that God always leave someone behind. God always leave a remnant. Come on, Holy Ghost. This is why we are reminded that the meek shall inherit the earth. Nehemiah found in our text was a cupbearer. Glory to God. We read the story about Nehemiah. We know Nehemiah, praise God, bent his knees before God always. We know that Nehemiah was a praying man. Glory to God. Glory to God. Nehemiah was just a cupbearer for the king of Persia. Nehemiah was a happy man. I shukur about the Holy Ghost. He was a happy man, rarely ever depressed. Glory to God. He was the cupbearer of the king, and that meant that he was privileged and responsible to appear before the king regularly. One day he came before the king. As he came before the king, his countenance falling. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He had a sad look upon his face. The king inquired of him. Glory to God, because he had never come that way to the king before. Glory to God. You ever find a happy person and you know something is wrong because they're not happy no more. Glory to God. This man was a happy man. He was, glory to God, the cupbearer. So he never came before the king in a sad countenance. Glory to God. Don't you love being around somebody like that, that's always happy and merry? Praise God. Hallelujah. But one day, the king inquired him because he never came before him like that. He always, glory to God, on the top side of things, always cheerful. That is the way it should be for all of us. Christians, don't you agree that those that knew Nehemiah knew that something had to be wrong? So the king inquired, Nehemiah, what's wrong? And Nehemiah told him that the word had come to him. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, there was a word that was sent to him. Praise God. The word, God. See, God knows how to orchestrate some things in our lives. He knows how to push us. He knows how to move us. He knows how to position us into a place, amen, glory to God, where he wants us to be. So he says, so the king inquired, Nehemiah, what's wrong? And Nehemiah told him that the word had come to from a man, and glory to God, one of his brothers named Hanani, and glory to God, from the land of Palestine. He says that the land there is in ruin. The land is messed up, it's destined. Glory to God, the walls of our home and our city has been leveled, they've been torn down, and glory to God, the temple was laid in waste, and the gates have been burned, he says. So Nehemiah asked permission. See how God put things in our spirit. Nehemiah asked permission of the king that he would be allowed to return to Jerusalem to rebuild. Somebody say, we in a rebuilding state. My God, I say thank you. The walls and re-erected the gates, and the king gave him leave to do so. My God, God already prepared the way. My God, I say thank you. So Nehemiah came to the city of Jerusalem, and there he viewed the walls. He looked, praise God, and he was crushed, and he wept as he saw the walls and of his beloved city leveled, and his heart was crushed, and he wept as he saw the walls and his beloved city leveled, and the gates of the city was burned with fire. Nehemiah began to gather a group of people. Am I so cruel, son of the Holy Ghost? God, I thank you, Jesus. He began to grab a hold of a group of people, glory to God, God's people, and started rebuilding the wall. The ones that don't mind building, the ones that, glory to God, they lead the world and do what God say do. Come on, somebody. The ones, amen, that not focus so much on other things, but able to do what God has called them to do in this hour. Somebody say, God is rebuilding, glory to God. God got a remnant of people, glory to God. So he gathered a group of people, God's people, and started rebuilding these walls. Let us focus today on the initial portion of this passage and hear what God is saying to us today. Let's focus focus on Nehemiah's situation while rebuilding this important wall. This wall was important to God. This wall was important to the people. Nehemiah colleagues by the name of Ezra just accomplished the spiritual establishing, glory to God, of just returning new community from the years of being in exile. Whereas Nehemiah's assignment was to provide a physical structure. See, Nehemiah was the one, glory to God, that God used in the spiritual way. Glory to God. Now God wants to use Nehemiah on assignment, sure, of the building. Oh, God, putting the pieces together. Come on, people of God. Oh, glory to God. Also, he rebuilt and recorded. In 52 days, he was done doing what God had called. But in the 52 days, people of God, there were some things that came up. Glory to God. Nehemiah was a great leader. My God, don't you look for the great leaders of this season. Don't you look for the great leaders that's going to stand for God. Don't you look for the great leaders that's going to pour into you. Don't you look for the great crew, most sacred quote of outside. The ones, amen, that God is building up. The remnant that God is building up. This was a man of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Fortified by God. Put in, glory to God, the what God wanted him to do. He had instructions on the inside of him that had to be brought on the outside of him. Glory to God. Have you ever felt in your spirit that there's something more that God wants me to do? And we recall his simple message, I'm doing a great work. Not for myself, but for the advancement of God's kingdom. Glory to God, been sitting before the Lord and asking God, where's the support for the kingdom of God? Where, what's going on, God? Everybody's doing what they want to do. Glory to God, where is the support for the kingdom of God? See, there has to be an advancement of the kingdom of God. That's why God said, I'm raising up remnants that don't mind doing what I them to do. Nehemiah had received a leave of absence from his occupation as a cupbearer to the king. Received tragic news from Jerusalem. Walls and the gate had been destroyed. Israel was now in great distress. Ezra had previously returned to Jerusalem in an attempt to repair the walls of the gate. See, Ezra thought that was going to be his job. See, he had previously returned from Jerusalem in an attempt to repair the walls and the gates. He had been hindered by the enemies of Israel. But somebody said that wasn't his assignment. Ezra's assignment transitioned to heal the people spiritually, calling them to repentance that God may bless and restore them. See, there has to be somewhere down the line that we have to be called to repentance. Recorobo Santa Holy Ghost. Glory to God. See, he had a spiritual assignment. Glory to God, to call the people back to God and to restore the people back to God. Physical state of the city was in ruin. Ezra had returned for some time and had the responsibility of restoring the spiritually of God's people. Nehemiah now enters the scene, glory to God, of Israel with a vision, and he has joined by the company of workers that had the mind to work. Glory to God. Don't you love when God changed the scene? Glory to God. It's just like going to a theater. That I was talking to my husband yesterday. Going to a theater, amen, praise God, and they have one thing, glory to God, all set up all nicely, amen, and then they go to intermission, and then a whole new scene comes. And that's how God is doing our life right now. Praise God. There's a new scene that's coming up. My God, I say thank you. See, the old has to pass away. The new begins, amen. They was forced to be determined to accomplish the task of rebuilding their homeland. This is the key as to why many churches are now, glory to God, are not growing today. God's men and women, God leaders must be visionaries, must have the vision received from God as Minister, how to move the church forward, how to move your ministry forward, how to move your life forward. We place too much focus and emphasis on the wrong things. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. That's when I was walking yesterday. There's something about when I walk. Glory to God. God says sometimes we, as I take a look at everything that's going on, sometimes we, our emphasis is on the wrong things. Our focus is on the wrong things. Glory to God. We want to grow a large ministry, try to emulate other churches and ministry. Church is stagnated, trying to be like everybody else. God has a plan for the church. We need to understand what God is saying to us. Glory to God. And as I was sitting here this morning, God says the people of God is trying to imitate the world, bringing the world into the church. My God, I say thank you. He said they got flashing lights all over now, praise God. That's the club scene. They want to bring the club into the church. Glory to God. God wants to bring healing into the church. We're in church this morning, people of God. First, glory to God, step is always develop what is already in place. What is already in place? So we must start at the foundation and move up. Somebody say at the foundation and move up. Glory to God. Can't add an addition to a home if the foundation is cracked or weak. We must first spend time and money strengthening the foundation. If not, the addition, although new, will be unstable as the rest of the house. Glory to God. This was Nehemiah. He had to start from the very foundation into the rubbish place. Glory to God. Into the place that nobody wants to put their hands in. They don't want to build from the foundation. They want to come when everything is beautiful. Glory to God. When you purchase a home, one of the first things that we must do is to hire a home inspector. Anybody know what a home inspector do? The inspector checks the foundation issues. Glory to God. They are ordinary issues with the home that the eyes cannot detect. The home looks beautiful. Everything looks glorious. Praise God. But sometimes the foundation has a problem. Sometimes, praise God, they got ants and all kinds of stuff eating up the foundation. Glory to God. Tsetse flies eating up the foundation. All the things that's eating up the foundation. Prior to closing on a new home, it must first pass the inspection and ensure the foundation is good. Is our foundation good, people of God? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. There are some things that are obvious to the eyes, need to be fixed. There are other issues that are not quite as obvious yet requires attention. If we begin to build without fixing, it will eventually collapse in the long run. We find Nehemiah and the Israelite prepared to build the wall and reestablish Jerusalem. They had encountered much adversity by accepting the challenge. My God, I say thank you. Kingdom building is not easy, but with God in the forefront, amen, all things are possible. The challenge appeared to be too much, too large. Then these men, praise God, hallelujah. Now let us take a look at what's going on here. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God. Have you ever had a day, praise God, guess Holy Ghost, we had challenges appear to be much larger than these men. Have you ever had a day, praise God, when it seems like nothing went right? Come on, somebody. Have you ever, glory to God, I'm talking to the church now, praise God. Have you ever been given a task where you were forced to face adversity head on? Every assignment seemed like I had, praise God, it was always adversity before I even start, praise God. It was always a fight. Could I could imagine what Nehemiah was going through. Adversity, praise God, in and outside the place, amen. Glory to God, the one that stands beside you, got adversity here. You got to turn around and rebuke that one. You got to turn around and do this. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Everybody had a mind to work. Have you ever faced a situation and knew that it was greater than your capabilities? This is the task, the type of task that Nehemiah stood face to face with. Nehemiah's face. not his strength will be tested. Oftentimes we have the wrong understanding of what faith is. If we can handle the situation on our own, then we don't need faith. But if the situation appears too hard for us, then it is just right for God. Come on, hold my shadow up, Sandra. It is just right for God. God uses ordinary people. Come on, I want to talk to the ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Glory to God. See, we have to think highly of what God wants to do. Praise God. God, I can't do it in my own strength, but with the extraordinary strength that you're going to give me, I can push forward. My socorro bastante. So God use ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Sometimes we think that placing money in the building fund for 3 years will have enough to rebuild. Glory to God. That's not faith. Come on. Don't know where the money is coming from, but we rebuild on faith. Let me remind you again, Nehemiah was not prepared for such a task. He was not equipped or trained to lead and accomplish this work. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Nehemiah was neither a prophet. He wasn't a priest. You don't have to be a pastor, deacon, or a God to use you in a leadership role. Don't need to be a seminary trained person. Faith the size of a grain of mustard seed. So here was Nehemiah in Jerusalem with the special call on his heart. Oh, my God, I say thank you. Don't you know that God puts a call within our heart? And the enemy knows what God put on the inside. Sometimes we speak out too suddenly. Amen. We do things too quickly. We don't finish the process. And so here, Nehemiah in Jerusalem, a special call upon his heart. What qualified him was the fact that he was a great prayer warrior in the army of the Lord. My God, I say thank you. He was a man that prayed before God. He stood before God. Glory to God. Even though he had a job as a cupbearer, I can imagine that he had to pray always because he was the first one that had to drink before the king. And he had a heart. Friends, amen. When you are a leader of God, you have to have a heart for God's people. Glory to God. Sometimes I ask people, don't you have a heart for what's going on? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have to have a heart for God's people. You don't want to see them sinking in sin. You want to bring them out. You want to be the one to stand before God and intercede for them. You want to be the one that say, God, touch their lives. You want to be the one that asks God to save their lives. You want to be that one, but you have to have a heart for God's people. He was steadfast and unmovable, people of God. Glory to God. He was not double-minded today and serve God tomorrow. I'm going to the land of, oh no, according to God's book, that is the only qualification that we need. I'm going to the land of, oh no. The first qualification of a leader is to know how to pray and to know the importance of spending quality time, glory to God, with God and on bending knees. It's through this time of prayer that God equips us for the task at hand. People of God, it's time to put the fire on the altar, not just a flicker, just enough to get by and get saved. My socorro bastante, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Second step, while in Jerusalem, he met a great opposition. The temple had been rebuilt by Ezra. Now it requires the fortress. Glory to God. The house of God is erected. Ezra's on the scene. He's doing his job. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now the fortress is done. And now, glory to God, here comes Nehemiah's charge. Relied on God's people. Begin to organize. He began to organize. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When the Bible says in chapter 2, verse number 19, when Sanballat and Tobiah heard of the rebuilding, they laughed us to scorn, the Bible says, and despised us. Glory to God. The Bible says that, and you know what? It says, as we move our church forward in a holistic fashion, there will be those that will laugh and ridicule the church. The enemy will try any method to divert your attention, throw ridicule things against you. Listen to this, people. God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So we talked about rebuilding, rebuilding, rebuilding. When I think about rebuilding, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Rebuilding, glory to God, something again after it has been damaged. Can you imagine trying to build something from dust and dirt and little stones and all this kind of stuff that's laying down? He's looking at this thing and he knows that it's burned out. And when you think about rebuilding, glory to God, destroyed. It has to be reconstructed. It has to be renovated. It has to be restored again. It has to be refashioned, remodeled, revamped. And glory to God, to remake, to reassemble, and to rehab. Listen to the word re. Mashokuda basanda Holy Ghost. See, everything, glory to God. When we talk about redoing something, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. You will always have opposition when God is in the midst of something. Glory to God, the conspiracy against Nehemiah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have, glory to God, all the ones that want to stop the work of God in a plane of, oh no. Sanballat, here comes Sanballat, Tobiah. They was desperate. The walls was almost complete, and their efforts to stop this construction were failing. Glory to God. So they tried a new approach, centering their attack on Nehemiah's character. Can you imagine doing something for God and somebody behind your back? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Slander your character. Praise God. Your personality with rumors and deceit and, glory to God, the false reports, and glory to God, personal hurts and personal attacks, and glory to God, all those things came against Nehemiah. And you think about one thing, praise God, when people do that to you, it makes you want to stop the work of God. But only God can put the spirit of the living God on the inside of you and say, no, you can't stop. You can't stop, glory to God. I have to move you forward. You have to finish my assignment, my God. And you go through the work with the pain, the disappointment, the hurt, the pain, my God. Can you imagine the man of God, the man of prayer, the man that's on assignment? Glory to God. All those things have taken place. The personal attacks, the hurt, and when criticizing is unjust. Glory to God. It's easy to get in despair when you are doing God's work. You may receive the attacks on your character. Follow Nehemiah's example by trusting God to accomplish the task. Glory to God, the task before you. And by overlooking the unjustified, glory to God, attacks that's on your life and the insults, amen, the plane of, oh no, you mean to tell me, God, you're going to send Nehemiah to the plane of no go, Grobosiah, of, oh no, you're going to send him, amen, praise God, this man, glory to God, is nobody, praise God, he don't have a church, he's not the one, amen, that you should use, and that's how people are. While God is going to use them to do all this great work, but see, God wants to use somebody that's ready to do his will. Don't mind going through the trial. Don't mind going through all what they had to go through. God, with God, with God, with God, God will do it, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. So they laugh. They laugh at them to scorn and despise us. And as we move our church forward in the glory to God, you got to pay attention how ridicule things, praise God, tell you the preachers ain't no glory to God. Whatever you're trying to do, praise God, the enemy, glory to God, it will be in no robo satura mosaya. It will be there, praise God, trying to get you discouraged and stop the work. The enemy will try to do anything to stop the work of God. Don't believe you. Go down to the church. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Messiah. Glory to God. But that's all right. They laughed at Nehemiah. Yes, they did. They laughed at Noah. They laughed at Job. They laughed at Jeremiah. They even laughed at Jesus. In spite of the ridicule and being laughed at, they still had a mind to work. Somebody, I want to talk to us today, for God has a way of turning opposition into opportunity. He turns the problem into possibility. He turns the sorrow into success. The Bible says that the wall around the holy city was finally completed. The doors were not yet in place. There was not yet a doorkeeper. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Sam Ballin and Tobiah grew jealous. They grew jealous and heard and sent a word to Nehemiah to meet them. Glory to God. Can you imagine? Praise God. Hallelujah. You're trying your best to do what God has called you to do. Then a jealousy spirit comes up. Glory to God. We have all been given a measure of grace from God to do what God has called us to do. But jealousy always somewhere lurking in a dark place. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Tobiah, glory to God. Sam Ballin and Tobiah grew jealous and heard and sent the word to Nehemiah to meet them. Oh, glory to God. I can imagine at the local restaurant not want to congratulate him. Praise God. You could imagine. Amen. Come on, meet us, girl. We're going to sup together. We're going to eat together, my God. But wanted to do him harm. This is why the Bible says we must be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Sanballat, Tobiah, glory to God, made an attempt to stop the work, the double agents. Do Nehemiah in verse 2, meet us in the plain or the land of, oh no. Glory to God. A city in a tribe of Benjamin. When I look, the plain of oh no, it means the place of grief. I'm not going back to grief. Come on, I want to talk to somebody today. I'm not going back, glory to God, in the plain of oh no, where I just came from. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, God knows, people of God, how my son that quote about Sire. Have you come from a place of grief into the place that God wants you to come, and then the enemy wants you to come down? And then Nehemiah said, no, I'm not coming down. Look at what Nehemiah did and how he responded to the distraction. Because anything that wants you to come down is just a distraction. He didn't go into a firefight mode. Glory to God, I called it. He didn't go into a mode of fight. Glory to God, with this diversion, he ignored it. He ignored it. Sometimes you got to stand up and fight, and sometimes you just have to ignore as a way of growing spiritually. Look at a crucial moment. He sent messenger. He didn't go himself. He realized that he was in a critical moment. So he sent messenger. He perceived the request wasn't harmless at all. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The plain or the land of oh no is a whole day's journey from Jerusalem. And it is bordered by hostile territory. Glory to God. So Nehemiah suspected something. Something didn't smell right to him. He knew it was a trap. See, we got to be wise people of God. You got to know when the enemy wants you to come down, there's a trap behind what they're trying to do. Something don't smell right. My God, I say thank you. You're trying to make me come down. He simply responded that he was too busy and would not stop the work at hand. Nehemiah had invested so much of himself into the vision of reconstruction. The finish line was in sight. So Nehemiah refuses to be distracted. And in my mind, Nehemiah gives a marvelous reply. He responds and reveals a mixture of courage and wisdom. When we are confident that the thing we are doing is exactly what God wants us to do. See, you have to be confident in what God wants you to do. So we must refuse all distraction. Four times the word had been sent to this great leader, glory to God, meet us in the land of, oh no, that place of grief. Nehemiah simply responded, I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Stop by to tell you today, people of God, God, the God beloved, glory to God, we too must be careful, amen, that we don't come down from building and visit the land of, oh no, that place of grief. We are trying to move the church forward. Somebody said, let's move the church forward. Let us do this together. Let us move the church forward. My God, I give you glory. The kingdom movement, like Nehemiah. We too have letters from the king in our hand, praise God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We have a letter, people of God, although we have been commissioned to move forward, yet we get stuck in the land of, oh no, the land of grief. Well, what do that mean, apostle? We are visiting the land of no, oh no. Well, let us visit the land of, oh no, for a few minutes. Glory to God. My God, I say thank you. Let us move the church forward. Oh no, things are, no. We're going to try to build. Let us move. Let us move the church forward. Oh no, things are fine like they are. No, they're not fine like they are. We need to work together as a church family. Oh no, I can't work with those folks. I don't like Sister Silky over there. Glory to God. She always looking at me wrong. Glory to God. Glory to God. But sometimes people of God, glory to God, there's a jealousy, envy, and strife in the middle of the church. We need to change the program. No. Oh no. Been doing this like 25 years the same way, doing the same thing over and over with no progress. We need something new. Need to be more involved in the program. Oh no, I don't need training. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, to teach me in the church. I don't need nobody else to tell me what the Holy Spirit is going to teach me all things. But glory to God. Need to visit the other church and as a church family. Oh, no. I don't have time for all that. Glory to God. We need to come together and pray before the church meeting. Oh, no. All these, that ain't all that necessary. We don't need to be praying about that. Glory to God. Glory to God. We don't need to be praying about the Holy Spirit coming to church. The Holy Spirit already here. But we need a miracle in the church. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We need to spend more time on our ministry. Oh, no. You're not my leader here. Let us stand like Nehemiah and refuse to visit the land of, oh, no, the land of grief. Why? Because the church, come on. Why? Because Christ, all things are possible. I stand here in this now moment, in this moment, like Nehemiah, to encourage you today. I'm talking to the school teachers. Don't stop building. I'm talking to the band. I'm talking to the church right now, the band drivers. Don't stop building. I'm talking to the musicians right now. Don't stop building. I'm talking to the deacons. Don't stop building. I'm talking to the officers right now. Don't stop building. I want to talk to the preachers. My God, I say thank you. Don't stop building. I want to talk to the soul winners right now. Don't stop building. I want to talk to the singers that sing that don't want to sing. I wish I could. I feel like singing today. I just want to sit down in my own corner. Glory to God. Glory to God. And God gave you the gift of singing. Come on, people. God, my robot, in that culture of our son. I'm talking to the singers. Don't stop building. I'm talking to the ushers right now. Don't stop building. I'm talking to the leaders right now. Don't stop building. Nehemiah never stopped, people of God. He kept on going, even in the ridicule. Glory to God. Even when they sent a message, and he said, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you? Why? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The place of honor. Hallelujah. The place, glory to God, of honor, the grief, is Sanballat and Geshem could get Nehemiah to agree to meet them there. They would have ambushed him. Hallelujah. On the way. See, he said something ain't feeling right. Right, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. See, the enemy, hallelujah, already planned it. How my said quarter by son the Holy Ghost. See, you got to understand, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The enemy knows what he wants to do. He knows that he wants to pull you down out of the place. He knows that he wants you to send you to oh no. When the opposition builds up against you or God's word, it is temporary or tempting to pray. It is, glory my son, the Holy Ghost. God, get me out of this situation. But Nehemiah prayed for strength. He showed tremendous determination and character to remain steadfast in his responsibility. Hallelujah. When we pray for strength, God gives an answer. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I am talking to the church mothers. Don't stop building. We need our church mothers back. Hallelujah. The mothers that ain't worrying about their clothes and their shoes, they come on a mission to set the captives free, to cover the pastor from the wolves. And mama can see clearly. Come on, Holy Ghost. We need to understand, just like Nehemiah, take his same attitude. I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down. Hallelujah. And I will not visit the land of oh no. I'm not going back. How am I set quarter by son the Holy Ghost? See, we have to understand, praise God. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Remember Tobias, Sanballat, according to their work, and the prophet Nobadiah, and the rest of the prophets who have been made me afraid, he said, hallelujah. But something happened. The wall was completed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't you thank the Lord, Jesus, that the wall was completed? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They finished the work. Here they said, it couldn't be done. The job was too big, and the problem was too great. But God's men and women joined together for a special task can solve a huge problem and accomplish the great goal. The vision that Nehemiah saw, my God, through the humble tears in Persia became a reality in God. Help every step of the way to accomplish. It keeps you from doing it. With God's help, it can be done. The Bible says, hallelujah, Jesus, that when they finish, hallelujah, they call forth the gatekeepers, the singers, and all those ones, because the work was done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God today that we're going to finish the work. Hallelujah. They didn't fight. Hallelujah. He just looked at it with tears in his eyes to see all the ruins, because God had put a mission in his spirit. Hallelujah. What is God doing for you today? What is God has put in you today to finish the work? Don't be the opposer. Don't be the double agent. Hallelujah. And speak against God's work. Hallelujah. God says, glory to God. You didn't do that to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You did it to God. So we have to be careful, people of God, with the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's a work ahead of us. Are we ready? Are we ready in this great revival time? Are we ready? Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are in a time where great revival is going to start breaking out. We're in a time where God is going to directly guide us. We're in a time that, glory to God, that God wants us to keep our focus in the plane of oh no. Because, yes, we will go back to the plane of oh no. But when we go to the plane of oh no, glory to God, we're there to fix it, not to be a part of it. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Let us, glory to God, move forward in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Let us be like the example that was set before us. Let us have a praying spirit. Let us ask God, God, what is the plan that you have for me? See, pray to keep Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. There was a conspiracy against Nehemiah. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we thank God, hallelujah, that Nehemiah finished the work. In the midst of rubbish, he did it. Glory to God. 52 days it took him, but he grabbed hold of a group of people that did not mind working. Glory to God. Didn't mind, hallelujah, getting their hands dirty. Didn't mind, glory to God, sowing into what God had planned for them to do. They didn't mind doing it, praise God. Hallelujah. Don't leave the work undone. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise our God this morning. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. We will always have double agents. We will always have jealousy. We will always have envy and strife. We will always have people just pouring our name out for dirt. But let me tell you, people of God, with God on our side, glory to God, glory to God, we're going to win. Master Quarter by Santa Holy Ghost, because God's assignment, hallelujah, will be finished. That's what they told him in the Bible. They said, glory to God, leave these men alone. If it be of God, it will last. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. If it be not of God, it won't last. Just like the men that went down before, it will be just like that. But people of God, God has a work that's standing before you today. Are we ready to really do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we ready, amen, to put your houses in order? Are we ready to build on a sure foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we ready for real, for real, for real? That's what the Lord said today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm talking to everyone on this line today. What did God say? Hallelujah. Some of us put our mantles down. We stopped doing them. Hallelujah. Pick your mantle back up. Hallelujah. The enemy was on assignment to pull you out of a place that God, see, Nehemiah knew. Hallelujah. Because he went into prayer and he said, God, what is your plan? Hallelujah, Jesus. No matter what you come up with, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, we bless our God that God will strengthen you. He will strengthen your hands. He will strengthen you. You're not too old to do the work of the Lord. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We bless our God today for the word today. Hallelujah, Jesus. This conspiracy against Nehemiah and the plain of oh no, that place of grief. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody take you out of what God has for you. There's a blessing in the press. There's a blessing in the assignment. There's a blessing in heaven. You will be crowned with glory doing the Lord's work. People down here, praise God, the same work that we do for people down here on our jobs, in any place that we do it to the fullness of our heart. But what are we doing for God? Can we do it with our whole heart? In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is our Sunday morning service. We thank God for the word of God this morning. Amen. Praise God. That place, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for ministering to us this morning through the Holy Spirit this morning. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget on Thursday the Ilona Waters will be on. Amen. Glory to God. True Vine International Ministry at 6 p.m. People of God. Yes, yes, yes. Come on. Praise God. There's been some great words. Amen. That the Lord has been giving her. Amen. She carefully planned before God to bring forth that word. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you'd like to be a blessing or be a partner in this ministry, you can do so. You can reach me at 302-883-9799. Amen. Praise God. I want to say thank you to all the ones. Amen. Praise God. We are still on the air with the help of the people, our partners, our loved ones. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God. Amen. Praise God for ministry assignment today. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you on this line this morning that came on to hear the word of the Lord this morning. Let us be blessed. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget prayer Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, people of God. If you need the number, please contact me. Amen. Praise God. My number, amen, is on this program. Hallelujah, that you can reach me for prayer. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God today. Thank God today. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us pray out. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for the word that you have delivered on today, Father God, for us today, Father. We thank you, Lord, Master Kudabasanda, for pouring into us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to move by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus, in each and everyone's life on this phone today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this Sunday morning service, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the ability, glory to God, to stand before your people, Father God, with the word of God. I pray blessings be upon them. I pray blessings be upon their family. Keep them safe. God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with eating joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory. Glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. I'll leave you with a song. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus loves you, and so do I. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do what's called. Sometimes.